from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, the Buffalo Common Council approved a motion to work towards revitalizing the site here that you own, $400,000 worth of work to demolish some parts, revitalize other parts. You were at the meeting today. I'm not sure what more you have to say from what you heard or from your understanding, but just take us through your thoughts in terms of what happened today.
I saw it on Facebook over the weekend. So I went to the meeting, and you know, they appropriated $400,000 to stabilize and partially demolish some of my buildings. And then they picked a contractor to do this. I'm not sure where it goes from here. I'm not sure what really was approved and what wasn't approved, but I'm sure I'll find that out tomorrow, most likely. And I'm still in communication and talking, you know, with the city, so that's about all I can say right now.
What communication have you had since then? I know you were there and you were hoping to talk to President Scanlon. I mean, what was the conversation there, if you had much of anything?
Well, there wasn't much of a conversation. Hopefully in the coming weeks we can have a conversation. I believe that my contractors are in contact and have been in contact with the city, so we're trying to finish our own plan. And you know, our plan was basically to go in there and clear up the debris and the portions of the buildings that actually are down to the ground, and then have a structural engineer come in and really assess the situation so we can come up with a better plan than just looking at the outside of the building.
You haven't been told anything more about in terms of what's happened with the fire. I mean, it's been a couple months now, a few months actually, since the fire broke out here. I mean, have you heard anything from the city in terms of that and where that stands with their investigation and the ATF there?
No, I'm not sure if the investigation is finished. I reached out a few times to the fire investigators. I'm still waiting for some replies, if they're actually even finished. So I haven't entered the building for those reasons, because I'm not sure if the investigation was even finished.
And what is the main message you're hoping to convey whenever you get a chance to talk to, whether it be President Scanlon, Councilmember Nowakowski, anybody for that matter, in terms of what you're hoping kind of is the end result here, you know, anything that comes to mind?
Well, I'd like to open up a conversation, and then maybe we can negotiate and figure out a way to, you know, save both myself and the city money. I don't believe that public money should go into this. I never asked the city for any money, nor did I ever receive any money from the city since I've come down here 25 years ago.
Anything else, Daryl, that you want to add that maybe we haven't discussed here?
No, I just hope we can open communication up with the city better than it is right now, and we can resolve all these issues we have.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.